Proclamation number 7757 of 27th of November, 1960. Not yet formed fallen spirit. Countless spiritual substances still dwell in the infinitely far distance which are yet to begin their course of development. It has descended into the abyss. It is completely hardened substance which my will has not yet grasped and reshaped, because this spiritual substance does not yet reveal the slightest change of will, because its will of defense against me is so strong that it closes itself tightly together and does not allow itself to be driven apart by my power of love. And thus it will remain in this hardened state for eternal times until it will partly allow itself to be seized by me, until it will yield to my illumination of love to such an extent that the spiritual substances will loosen and release themselves from the hardening, and can then be grasped and transformed into matter of various kinds. But this spiritual substance still needs eternities until it gives up its resistance against me, for it will start its course of development as hardest matter and already need eternities to dissolve it. This spiritual substance was the first to follow its Lord into the abyss, and in the beginning it stood in brightest light. It stood in brightest realization and also knew the magnitude of its guilt when it turned away from me. And its resistance against me did not diminish and it fell into deepest darkness and resisted even the slightest illumination on my part which would have caused the hardened spiritual substance to split up. In order to be able to be embraced and enveloped after all. In order to become matter according to my will. And thus the degree of resistance against me, the degree of rebellion, was decisive for the length of time when redemption would come to the fallen person. And if you humans consider that countless beings are still languishing in the deepest abyss but have lost the awareness of their then you will also be able to imagine that and why eternities still have to pass when my will of love allows creations to arise, which again and again accept the spiritual being which wants us to release itself from its rigidity in order also to be able to start the process of development, which again takes eternities until the being reaches perfection, until it has attained the state again in which it was in the beginning. And if you think about it, you will also understand that ever new periods of development have to follow the past ones, that there can still be no end for my Creator's will. For not one fallen being remains eternally distant from me. I will not rest until the last fallen being has returned to my Father's heart again. And at the beginning of every redemption period a little life also comes into this hardened substance by it becoming excited when my illumination of love hits it. Again and again beings detach themselves from each other and allow themselves to be captured. Yet I don't force it to surrender to me but only keep it bound until its resistance decreases of its own accord, which I recognize and then also keep corresponding creations ready to receive that spiritual substance. And this will also be an explanation for the many creations which show no changes to your eye. For the hard rock world whose duration you can hardly calculate. But one day the time of dissolution will also come for this hard matter. For I know when the upward development can progress further. And my love also applies to this still-bound spiritual substance so that it will one day become free and also return to me. Amen.